Radio Daily for weekend eve and Thanksgiving break eve. And how are you doing, everybody? See how I slipped that in there? It's fine. You're going to be fine. We've got plenty of shows and there's other stuff happening. And there's a big project I'm going to be working on. And I'm just babbling at this point because I'm so excited. I'm so happy. Why? Because it's the 21st of November and we are the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks that are bringing it to you, well, today, the man that is so happy he's found his place in life, that there is podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
I fit in.
Good for you. Hi, everybody. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Of course, people do go both ways.
Whoa, hey, we're not talking about that here today. What happened on this fine, fantastical day, sir?
Coming soon on a very special episode of GRD.
Can't believe the goddamn scarecrow outed me.
1877, Thomas Edison announces the invention of his talking machine, which he will later dub the phonograph. The device can record and play sound using a tin foil cylinder.
1905, Albert Einstein publishes his paper, Does the Inertia of a Body Depend Upon Its Energy Content? This is before headlines with question marks meant no. In that paper, it reveals the relationship between energy and mass and leads us to the formula E equals MC hammer, squared.
Well, he originally found the formula for E equals MC Escher, but it took him forever to find the damn exit. 1969, the first permanent ARPANET link is established. After a bit of tweaking between UCLA and SRI machine at Stanford, they were able to get over 50 kbps connection.
1983, after 2 years of testing, Time Incorporated announces it will not go commercial with its Time Teletech system, closing it down.
1984, Warner Brothers releases the action film Supergirl, directed by Jeanneau Swarczak, and starring Faye Dunaway, Helen Slater, Peter O'Toole, Mia Farrow, Maureen Tiefi, Hart Bochner, Peter Cook, and Mike McClure, as well as Brenda Vaccaro, to just over 1,600 U.S. theaters.
1989, Atari releases the Lynx handheld video game system that was, honest to God, so much better than the Game Boy. It was.
It's true. 1990, Nintendo releases Super Family Computer, aka the Super Famicom game system in Japan. The system features a 16-bit processor and 512K of RAM. The system comes bundled with the Super Mario World platform game. The system launch was so successful that the Super Famicom will sell out across Japan within 3 days.
Same day, same year, 20th Century Fox releases Predator 2, directed by Stephen Hopkins and starring Kevin Peter Hall, Danny Glover, Gary Busey, Ruben Blades, Maria Conchita Alonso, Bill Paxton. If they had adapted the comic book completely, it would have been so much better.
True. 1996, CBS This Morning reveals the result of the top video games from their annual toy test. The games were tested in a unique video arcade constructed at the Pacific Science Center in Seattle. Among the top 10 games are Crash Bandicoot, Project Horned Owl, Star Gladiator, Tekken 2, Toe Ball No. 1, and Twisted Metal 2 for the PlayStation. Super Mario 64 for the Nintendo 64 system took the number one spot in the survey.
Of course it did. 1997, New Line Cinema releases the action film Mortal Kombat Annihilation, directed by John R. Leonetti, starring Robin Shaw, James Remar, Talisa Soto, Sandra Hess, Brian Thompson, and Lynn Red Williams.
The one that Michael Jai White did was so much better. 1998, Nintendo releases The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time for the 64 in Japan.
2000, Jay Leno airs a BattleBots match pitting Chinkilla against Jinsu in Vegas on The Tonight Show.
Nice. 2003, Gottfried Svartholm, Fredrik Nisch, and Peter Sunde launched the Pirate Bay BitTorrent Index in Sweden. By 2008, the site will be one of the 100 most popular websites in the world.
Never heard of it. 2004, Nintendo releases the Nintendo DS. That's the dual screen in Canada and the United States.
2006, the value of Google stock exceeds $500 for the first time, peaking at $507.52.
And then Google Plus ruined all that. Birthdays?
Jenna Malone, 35, from Donnie Darko, Saved, Sucker Punch, Hitler, Rise of Evil, Hunger Games, and Veronica Mars.
Nicolette Sheridan is 56 from Spy Hard, Beverly Hills Ninja, and Desperate Housewives.
Cherry Jones, 63, from Signs, The Village, 24, and Transparent.
Everywhere the signs. Goldie Hawn is 74 from Laugh In, Private Benjamin, Death Becomes Her, Snatched, Socket Tour.
Lawrence Luckinbill, 85, Cybok in Final Frontier.
No longer with us, born in state in 1785, William Beaumont, an American surgeon, father of gastric physiology.
1899, Jobina Ralston, best known for being Harold Lloyd's co-star in 6 of his movies.
Good movies, too. 1924, Joseph Campanella from Bend, 2 of Silent Running, Meteor, and Hangar 18.
1937, Ingrid Pitt from Vampire Lovers, Countess Dracula, The Wicker Man, and Octopussy.
1944, Harold Ramis, Stripes, Heavy Metal, Ghostbusters, Airheads, and of course, High Fidelity.
He is missed. On CBS, we've got a new young Sheldon, the unicorn, mom, Carol's second act, and while David searches through the Paveglia Codex, he recognizes a sigil from his father's artwork, and had worked on in the past.
There you
on
go.
Evil.
So you got ahead of yourself. That's fine. ABC, it's a new Grey's Anatomy, A Million Little Things, and How to Get Away with Murder.
Reading's hard. NBC on a new Superstore. We also have Perfect Harmony, The Good Place, Will and Grace, and LNO SVU.
Over on Fox, it's Colts versus Texans tonight on Thursday Night Foosball.
My money's on the horses, they run faster. CW, an old friend, pays brothers Sam and Dean a visit as Castiel conducts an in-depth investigation into the case of a missing local teen on a new Hampson Brothers ghost-busting power hour known as Supernatural and New Legacies.
Freeform is showing Matilda, the movie you always forget that you love.
Yeah. AMC is Hunger Games Marathon. Which ones?
FX.
Maybe all of them. Maybe two of them.
FX, We Live, No Doubt. But does anybody really die on a new Mr. In-Between? He's killed a few people, so I'm going to say yes.
FXX Simpsons Marathon, Crook and Ladder, and Gone, Maggie Gone.
FXM has Despicable Me 2. Electric Despicableness doesn't really work. Sorry.
IFC has a movie, I Swear to All Things Holy. If you don't watch this movie, I'll find where your mothers live, and they will cry when they see what I've done to your bodies. Tommy Boy's on.
BBC America has a Rambo marathon, which means the third one's in there, so
Well, I'm just hoping that Son of Rambo's in there.
Right?
Sci-Fi has Ghost in the Shell. It's not a bad movie. It's also not a great one.
True TV, Lipstick and the Flying Nun on a new Carbonaro effect, but we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because Annie faces a crisis when her husband leaves their Amish world to live among regular Americans. Things turn more dire when he returns to seek custody of their son and is willing to do whatever it takes to get what he wants. Sarah Koenig, Steve Byers, and Gabriella Rose star in Amish Abduction.
Lipstick and the Flying Nun. Wasn't that a Don Knotts movie?
Oh, God, it so should have been.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Xander works in a food lab for a company developing flavors with his best friend Brady, who suggests maybe one that tastes like the smell you get after you cut some grass. But nothing like something come from a trash can. It's been a few months since Xander's divorce and he misses his son so much he wants to phone home. He's so stressed he cheats on his diet by eating a chocolate bar, which somehow psychically connects him to the beautiful Jennifer. Seeing through her eyes, feeling her sensations, he falls in love with her. But then he sees her stabbing and killing her lover. Wonder what snack made her do that. This breaks their connection, then Xander becomes obsessed with her while she wants to kill him for sharing feelings without asking. It's like weird premonitions. And then he shoots her. This is nothing like that Johnny Depp movie. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
You got mail, baby.
But of course we do.
Hey, GID crew. It's Brunson from Australia. Thanks for putting me onto the Disney Plus alternate viewing options. There's some real gems in there. You can watch the Disney Princess sing-along movies with the auto-tune on automatically. There's a Deep South option for the Marvel movies where Captain America has a CGI rat tail. And if you click on Star Wars The Phantom Menace, it opens with, like, 20 minutes of Liam Neeson just glowering at you and asking you to reevaluate your life choices. Love the show. I have no idea where Chad and Abby are because we didn't get any of these weird American shows out here. Bless them three.
Well, you know, that's a fair point. You didn't get any of these shows? Huh. That's crazy. Well, I guess we'd have to do some Australian shows. Or what if we did shows from Australia that were adapted to America? Ooh!
Wilfred.
Well, great. Now I got to find another one. Thanks so damn much. If you've got an idea, drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Of course, you can always send us a voicemail with your own suggestions. Simply dial
510-GRD-CROW.
Oz. If you like audiobooks and science fiction, you should be listening to Glow in the Dark Radio for free science fiction audio adventure every week. Written and read by author and radio host Mike Luoma. Me. As an up-and-coming independent writer, I share my work for free each week, chapter by chapter, to get you into my science fiction, I hope. Check out all my books at glowinthedarkradio.com and listen to Glow in the Dark Radio free each week on iTunes, TuneIn, or just head to glowinthedarkradio.com.
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
I'm looking at the steak she autographed for me right now. It's right there. Hi. Oh, GRD Land. It's a fun place. You should come visit sometime. The snack bar? Pretty damn amazing.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to
defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Well, revenge. It's the only thing you can do. What are we going to get revenge on people today, sir?
Still There, an adventure game about grief for the Switch and PC.
Nothing says revenge like grief game. Black Future 88, an action platformer set in the cyberpunk dystopian future of 1988 for the Switch and PC.
Asterisk and Obelisk XXL3, The Crystal Menhir. It's a sequel to Asterisk and Obelisk XXXL2 for the Switch, PC, PS4, and Xbox One. Hey, there's something for our Australian audiences.
Demo Reborn. Rareworks classic game Demo was reborn on the PS4 console with a brand new look, having both TV/VR mode. It lets you immerse yourself in the fantastical music performances and adventurous world explorations for the PS4.
Farmer's Dynasty. Live. Build. Farm. Enjoy a unique mix of farming, constructing, and life simulation that takes you to the countryside and holds plenty of challenging gameplay in stock. It's available for the Switch and Xbox One.
Pizza Time. Explosion! Play as a slice of pizza and gather more of your kind to create a pizza star and detonate it to end the worldwide pizza famine for the PC.
I believe it's a prequel to Five Nights at Freddy's. Lost Ember. Take control of different animals in the story-driven exploration adventure game from Moon Eye Studios. Available for the PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts, which is the scariest damn thing I could think of. That focuses on contracts over large maps, sandbox gameplay, tactical stealth, and epic realistic sniping by ghosts who were warriors for the PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
Actually, it's about their lawyers. Sid Meier's Civilization 6. The sixth mainline entry in the acclaimed 4x series, or 4X, whichever, available for the PS4 and Xbox One.
I'm going to mainline it, man. SD Gundam G Generation Cross Rays, which is a must-be anime based on Beyond Creation, four eras come together as one. Discover the latest entry in this iconic tactical RPG series. Form your own team of SD Gundams and deploy for battle with units from Mobile Suit Gundam Wing, Seed, OO, and Iron-Blooded Orphans. It's for the PC and should be for everything.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. History Channel's Vikings is sailing off with its final season debuting next month, but fans of the series are going to be partying like it's Wallaburgess night when they learn the story is not ending because Netflix has handed out an order for Vikings Valhalla, a follow-up series set a century after the conclusion of the original and will be reproduced by MGM Television once I learn to talk.
We learn to fight another day.
Much of the same creative team of the current show returned, with Jeb Stuart serving as writer and showrunner, while Morgan O'Sullivan and creator Michael Hurst are executive producing. Additionally, the series will shoot in Ireland, like the original, with many original members of the production team returning in all departments.
After all, everything that goes around finally comes around.
The new series will dramatize the adventures of the most famous Vikings who ever lived, Leif Erikson, Freydis, Harald Hardrada, and the Norman King, William the Conqueror. These men and women will blaze new paths as they fight for survival in an ever-changing and evolving Europe.
Always remember to finish off your opponent. No man ever ran away with his entrails hanging to his knees or his head cut off.
And as long as you watch, they will bring more. On deck, they have the Lost Vikings, Eric the Viking, and the one I'm most looking forward to, Chooch in Ragnar Rock and Roll.
A.K.A. Hagar in Space. Some quick cliches for you. You win some, you lose some. Some days you eat the bear, some days the bear eats you. Seven chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea. Now, thanks to a popular streamer, Jeremy Disguised Toast Wang, we've got a new one. Sometimes you catch the shiny Pokemon as part of two streams and last a total of 15 hours. And sometimes you give your streaming audience $5,000.
So, don't mess with the Buffalot. You'll get the horns.
Toast is known for his skill in games like Hearthstone and Teamfight Tactics, and he decided to go shiny hunting in Pokemon Shield. His goal? To catch a rare shiny variant of a Wooloo, a Pokemon that looks like a sheep who's been trying a little harder than the other sheep. If he failed, he promised to gift his viewers 1,000 subscriptions to his channel, which totals out to roughly $5,000 in value.
You don't have to be a star, you baby. to be in my show.
On his first day, he spent 6 consecutive hours battling Wooloos, but he was unable to catch a shiny. Despite that, he began day 2 in high spirits. "I'm confident that we will eventually end up with a shiny Wooloo," he said. "I just don't know when that's going to be." However, he also made a statement that now can only be viewed as prophetic. "Somebody's going to watch this video on demand. They're going to watch the beginning and see my optimism. They're going to laugh and think he doesn't know what he's getting himself into."
But he kept going because he's as stubborn as a mud bray.
7 hours later, Wang found himself circling the drain. "I'm starting to consider the plan of unlisting the stream and taking a nap," he said from somewhere off camera, with only the dim light of his streaming room in view. "I don't want to give up. As long as I don't end the stream, I technically have not given up."
Snorlax will not be defeated!
Wang managed to last 2 more hours before he threw in the towel. I'll gift out the subs, he said with a sleepy note of resignation in his voice. "All right, chat, 1,000 subs incoming." He then proceeded to purchase those subscriptions in individual packs of 100, because that's the maximum number Twitch allows people to buy in one time, and his suffering could not be allowed to end yet.
He even said, "Woe be to those who cross my path. Woe be to myself who must live this cursed existence."
Despite admitting defeat on stream and putting his money where his mouth is, Wang is not finished with his hunt. He still has his eyes on the prize. "This is not the end," he said shortly before wrapping up the second day of his stream. "I'm going to get the shiny Wooloo no matter what. There is nothing that will keep me from the shiny Wooloo."
It cost him 5K, but he's going to get at least 3K back from everybody.
And then Blur started playing as a Starship Troopers con randomly broke out. If you enjoyed the puns that were in this, please make sure you check out Matriculous Songs. Matriculous Songs for Gamers, which features a very special Pokemon song.
One that she can't do at her daytime shows. Trash talk has long been an effective tool when it comes to sports, gaming, and other competitive endeavors, or just being friends. It's the only other language that I really speak, next to awesome, but it's been assumed that it's a strategy that only works between two or more humans who can say the most horrific things to bring someone else to tears. But as usual, machines can replace us, as researchers from Carnegie Mellon University discovered after programming a docile robot to trash talk a human opponent.
"Your mother was a speaking spell."
The robot made by SoftBank, known as Pepper, one of the few widely deployed robots to deal directly with humans by answering questions in museums or directing travelers around airports. It's about the least intimidating robot you could imagine, and its trash talk included phrases like, "I have to say you are a terrible player," or "over the course of your game your playing has become confused," aren't exactly the type of utterances that will cause rage quitting.
"You play like you have 2 left thumbs. Get wrecked, N-O-O-B.
But when Pepper was pitted against 40 study participants who were technologically savvy and knew that a pre-programmed emotionless robot was doling out the insults, it was found that those who were subject to the bot's taunts and insults did not score as well and did not improve as well after playing a game against the robot 35 times.
Lucky they didn't play against Marvin.
The study, which was presented at the IEEE International Conference on Robot and Human Interactive Communication in New Delhi, India last month, found that trash talking didn't necessarily have to come from a robot as sophisticated as Pepper. Even a device in a non-humanoid form like a computer could affect a person's behavior using negative feedback.
"I'm sorry, Dave. Without your plasma rifle, you're going to find it rather difficult."
The study shed some important light on just how influential robots could one day be to humanity, but even the AI-powered voice assistants we all rely on now can have an effect on human decision-making and mental health. On the plus side, there's the potential for machines to be genuinely useful when it comes to improving mental health, based on how they intelligently respond to comments or questions, and eventually, robots could be genuinely beneficial as companions for those who simply don't want to be alone by delivering effective words of encouragement.
"Hey, laser lips, your mama was a snowblower."
"You're good enough. You're smart enough, and canine it. People like you."
Brad McQuaid, best known as a formative hand in the creation of EverQuest, has died at the age of 51. McQuaid's death was reported by the official Pantheon Rise of the Fallen Twitter account, which is the MMO he was working on until his death. They said, "It is with deep regret we share that Brad McQuaid passed away last night. He will be deeply missed and forever remembered by gamers worldwide."
Well, yeah, I mean, he did make the quest that never ends. It goes on and on, my friends.
Known as Era Dune in the MMO community, McQuaid joined Sony Online Entertainment in 1996 as a lead programmer and later producer on EverQuest, before, of course, becoming chief creative officer. In 2002, he left SOE and founded Sigil Games, which shipped the MMO Vanguard, Saga of Heroes. Sigil Games was eventually purchased by SOE.
Yeah, you know me.
He briefly rejoined SOE in 2012 to 2013 before going independent. Pantheon Rise of the Fallen was successfully Kickstarter funded in 2014.
And thank you everyone for making that happen, because that Frozen Dice pack was awesome!
John Smedley, former president of Sony Online Entertainment and Daybreak Games Company, left the following tribute on Twitter. Brad was an amazingly talented creator, and EverQuest wouldn't exist without his genius. He will be missed. Remember, gamers never die. They've just completed all of their side quests.
And to double down on sad news, Tom Lyle, longtime Marvel and DC comic book artist, has passed away at age 66. He suffered a brain aneurysm back in September, had surgery last month to repair a blood clot caused by the aneurysm, and he's been in a coma and on a ventilator since September. If you were a DC and Marvel comic book fan of the 1990s, you have a Tom Lyle comic book. He was a major presence in some of the biggest books for both companies during that decade. He helped create and or design a number of notable characters who are still popular today. He first burst onto the scene for his work on Eclipse in the mid-1980s, became a regular on Airboy written by Chuck Dixon, which also helped launch Dixon's mainstream comic career. Editor Robert Greenberger was impressed by his work on Airboy and hired him to write the new series Starman with Roger Stern. Their run was an excellent, and by the time Lyle left, he was one of DC's hottest artists. When Tim Drake III Robin got his own series, he returned with his Airboy collaborator on the miniseries. That was a huge hit, with Dixon and Lyle doing two more sequel series, with, of course, multiple covers with holograms. In the meantime, Lyle and Dixon worked together on some stories for Detective Comics, including the ones that introduced Stephanie Brown, known as the Spoiler, because she intentionally spoiled her father's crimes. Huh? He was a clue master, and she gave the clues. Oh, never mind. And then Lyle moved to Marvel Comics, where he took over as a regular artist on Spider-Man following the departure of Eric Larson a year earlier. He debuted in the middle of the Maximum Carnage crossover event. He worked on the Venom Punisher miniseries, remained on Spider-Man throughout the Clone Saga, where he designed the costume worn by Ben Reilly, the clone of Peter Parker, as the Scarlet Spider, the only good thing to ever come from that thing. He launched a new Punisher ongoing series with John Ostrander. Recent years, he taught sequential art at the Savannah College of Art and Design, beginning in 2005. Our condolences to Lyle's friends and families. He and his amazing work are certainly going to be missed by all of us. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. You can check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. And tell us what in the world you're going to be doing, what you have been doing, and some good ideas of Australian shows that we can... Hey, Bronstom, if we did, like, New Zealand shows, would that still be too exotic for you? Let us know. Just drop a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send a voicemail to the magic number of
510-GRD.
And we will
see. That would be Reese Darby and Jermaine Clementi all day long. I am down with that.
That'd be fantastic. Sweet, sweet.
It seems I found myself on the voyage of the damned.
Should be in a cage.
Good night, suckers.
I guess we've learned not to invest our own money in our harebrained ideas. Good night, everybody.
Where did you get this power?
The power was within you.
Phew. As if a weight has been lifted from my heart. How can I repay you for this miracle?
Join my quest.
What is it you seek?
What do you seek? What all men have sought since time began?
The ultimate knowledge.
To find it, we need a starship.
A starship? There are no starships on Nimbus 3.
Perhaps I have a way to bring one here.
But how?
Your faith, my friend. There are more of us than you know.
You're a Vulcan.
Ha 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 ha